BBC News with David Austin. Michael Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray, has been charged by the authorities in Los Angeles with involuntary manslaughter. Dr. Murray was accused of acting unlawfully but without malice. He's due to appear in court shortly. His lawyer said he would plead not guilty. Here's our correspondent in Los Angeles, David Willis.
Cardiologist Dr. Conrad Murray was Michael Jackson's personal physician, hired to oversee the singer's preparation for a series of comeback concerts at London's O2 Arena. Michael Jackson was apparently having difficulty sleeping, and on the night he died, Dr. Murray told detectives he administered a number of drugs. Dr. Murray then left the room, and when he returned, Michael Jackson had stopped breathing. The coroner recorded a verdict of homicide after concluding that Michael Jackson died of acute propofol intoxication.
The losing candidate in the Sri Lankan presidential election, General Sarath Fonseca, has been arrested by military police at his office in Colombo. The general led the Sri Lankan army during its final onslaught against Tamil Tiger rebels, but later fell out with the government and resigned. Charles Haviland reports from the Sri Lankan capital.
Rob Hakim, one of the senior politicians, having a meeting with General Fonseca at the time, said a large number of army officers dragged him out by his hands and feet in what Mr. Hakim called a very humiliating and disgusting manner. A senior government defence official, Lakshman Hulagala, told the BBC the general had been taken into custody because, he said, he'd violated army rules by holding discussions with party leaders while chief of the army and the armed forces. General Fonseca's aides deny he has broken any rules or plotted anything.
Pressure is building among Western countries for new, stiffer international sanctions against Iran, following its announcement that it'll begin enriching uranium to a higher grade and constructing more enrichment plants. The United States and France are leading calls for a broader set of punitive sanctions. The French President Nicolas Sarkozy and the U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said the time had come for what they called strong measures. More than 100 people have been rescued from the sea in the Gulf of Aden after human traffickers forced them overboard from a stricken boat. A rescue operation found the migrants clinging to bits of driftwood and utterly exhausted. Our East Africa correspondent Peter Grester reports.
The Coast Guard from the semi-autonomous region of Somaliland spotted the first of the survivors floating in the water on Sunday. The refugees told them a horrific story. They left the northern coast of Somalia over a week earlier, 135 Somalis and Ethiopians hoping for a better life in Europe and the Middle East. But the boat developed engine trouble and drifted for days. Eventually, the traffickers who they'd paid to take them across the Gulf of Aden forced the refugees into the water at gunpoint.
This is the World News from the BBC. The International Criminal Court has dismissed war crimes charges against the first rebel leader in the Sudanese region of Darfur to appear before it. A pre-trial hearing of the court ruled that prosecutors had failed to produce enough evidence that the man, Abu Ghada, had planned and participated in an attack on an African Union military base in 2007, in which 12 peacekeepers were killed. Abu Ghada had denied all the charges against him. One of the most senior police officers in London has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for assaulting and then trying to frame a man. Ali Dazai, who's of Iranian descent and a commander in the Metropolitan Police, was convicted of misconduct in public office and perverting the course of justice. He maintained he was targeted by colleagues because of his prominent role in supporting ethnic minority officers. With all but a handful of votes counted from Ukraine's presidential election, the opposition leader, Viktor Yanukovych, has narrowly beaten his rival, the Prime Minister, Yulia Tymoshenko. Official figures give Mr. Yanukovych, whose party is allied to the Kremlin's United Russia, a margin of almost 3% over Ms. Tymoshenko, who was one of the leaders of the Orange Revolution. The Football Federation of Benin has sacked the country's entire football team following its poor performance at the Africa Cup of Nations. The French coach, Michel Dussier, and all of his staff were also dismissed. The president of Benin's Football Federation, Musharrafou Enjeran, explained why the decision was taken.
A number of things happened. We had players that were totally disrespectful of the football authorities. They were driven more by the greed for money than respect for the authorities that run the game. Several players even failed to show up at a reception held in their honor at the president's office before the tournament began. This was a scandal. This is a disciplinary issue, not a technical issue.
And that's the latest BBC News.